views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Are you truthfully ready to create a life with ease and grace? It's time for you to step into the life you've always dreamed of. I'm Tracy Al, and I'm going to teach you how to unleash the superhuman within. Together, we will shift your energy and step into a world of unlimited possibilities. After three near-death experiences, a kidnapping, and a closet full of illnesses, I learned the keys to unlocking the secrets within, and now I'm ready to help you unlock your secrets. Join me every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where the natural meets the supernatural. Welcome! Happy New Year, and welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am so happy to have you guys with me today. Wasn't that an incredible holiday? You know, we have guests today. I'm so happy we have Rob Laird, our super facilitator, back with us because we like bringing them on. Matt Davies from Over the Pond. So we're going to have some fun with the guys today and really get into what the New Year's is about, get you on the right track, give you guys some tips and little tricks that you can do to make sure that you get through this year. It's 2020. Wow, hard to believe. You know what? When we talk about 2020, I hear all these different things that come up. It's double vision and it's a year of the visionary. And, you know, it's really about energetically doubling up and pressing on into your truths and who you are and how you're going to get there and have some fun along the journey. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm so excited. So, New Year's resolutions, please don't make them. We're going to talk first about that. Then I want to talk about your excuses for the year because you're not going to start them. We are going to start fresh, and these guys are going to give you some tips on how they learn to stop their excuses. So welcome. I'm so excited to have you guys here today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tracy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I know. Pretty crazy. We're already in 2020. I think we're supposed to be flying ships by now or something, aren't we?
Hovercraft.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We talk about 2020. Everybody's been leading up to it. They're like, oh, that's the world's going to completely change. It's not going to just change like, you know, right now. It's changed already. We're already in the change. We're already in the transition. And you always hear, I know you guys, you've been in the community for a long time. And I thought it'd be so fun to bring you on to really kick people off, right? Maybe as some of the people in the community say, kick them in the butt. So 2020 turns out to be the kind of year that they really, really desire. And it's important because so often when we come to January, people say, oh, I'm going to make my New Year's resolutions, which if we have new listeners and you haven't heard me say this, we celebrate January, not necessarily for the New Year's. It is because Caesar decided he needed a day to put in taxation. So it's really about taxation. So we're not going to celebrate that part. But what we are going to celebrate is really coming into a new year for you to start to set up different things. So I would love to hear from you too, why you believe you should never set a New Year's resolution. Who wants to go first? Who can share with our listeners? Matt.
I just want the one thing I learned sort of 2-3 years ago, reconnecting with Rob, and Rob pointed this out to me. He's like, don't set them, because the one thing I've learned when you set a New Year's resolution, what you're doing is you're looking back at, oh, all those things that didn't go right last year, all those mistakes that didn't happen last year, you know, that happened last year, all those negativities. Instead, the way I look at it now is let's look at those things that have grown, those positive things, and let's just make them bigger and better and keep moving in that direction. You know, rather than things are going to go wrong, that happens. That's what happens in life. And then we just keep moving and we move through it and we shift through it. So let's just use it as a way of looking at what's gone right and keep growing on those things. And just ignore the things that have gone bad because, hey, they've come, they've gone, and that's it.
Oh, you know, I love that you say it's so true. You know, people say, oh, what if something happens? Or what if somebody else realizes that that wasn't me? You know, I did a post on that not too long ago. I said, we all fall down. We're going to fall down. It's going to get up. And what you're worried about today, Like, you look back at those things you worried about or you were so hard on yourself, they're over. Like you said, they're done. They're not relevant anymore. They don't affect us. And I love that. And building on the things that have happened, it sort of reminds me, you might have all heard this, and, you know, and I remember I used to go to the gym a lot because I liked it for just my own stress relief. But I never went during January because it was so full of people. But by end of January, it was empty, you know. But I, you know, no, I don't have that. But it was also a place of understanding that when people set New Year's resolutions, it does. It sets them up for the failures of the things they didn't maybe achieve, rather than saying, wow, I had these great things happen last year. And let's keep building on it. Like you said, Matt, I love that, and keep building and keep seeing how what I wrote down before we got on is, this is how we get to be more into our authentic self, by building on the things that we're celebrating that really did really come to fruition, and how we can increase that. I love it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's, I think, as well, if you're in the culture, I mean, in the UK, you know, we've not long had an election and things, you know, and you can focus on the news and things, and it's all negative, and you get in that energy. Separate, push that away, stay away from that stuff, and just look at the little things. Sometimes we ignore the little things, the little good things that happen on a daily basis, you know, the little moments of, I don't know, a thank you, a gratitude, just little things that are happening, and just focus on those things, and just remember that they're all around us, and they're just like, you know.
And what I love about this is, like, you even look younger. You've grown and changed so much over the last year. I don't know, Rob, noticed that. I notice it, and I'm like, wow. Do you want to share? Do you want to share maybe a few of your moments where you went, this year was just, these are the things I want to build on. I'm so grateful from where you were to what you see now in your life.
Yeah, I mean, massive thing in mine and Beth's life is that we made the decision, which wasn't there at the beginning of last year, to try for a child, and now that child is on the way.
Yay!
And, you know, it's amazing how things, and when you're in the energy and you just let it go. It was something that was never, ever, we had talked about it, and thought, no, it's not going to happen. It's not something. And one day a conversation happened, and it opened us both up. And then we just opened ourselves more and more and more and more. And then you know, God was there, and God helped plant that seed. And you know, here we are on that path. And you know, it's just, and one thing I would say is, with anything, don't ever put a firm boundary around anything. Because that, since I've been working with you and Rob, that is the biggest thing now. Because I have, the only thing to fear is fear itself, and I have no fears anymore. When something comes up and it's something that I thought there was a boundary, I go, yeah, obviously it wasn't, and I just break down that so much easier, and just open myself. If you stay open, just things will become bigger and bigger and better and better.
I want to comment on it. I get chills when you say it, because people always look, and a lot of the people in our community say this, we don't have any fear anymore. And people are like, how can you not have fear? Like, that's not possible. I was in a convention center with a lot of people listening, like business people, stuff like that. And they're like, one thing you're going to have to realize, you always got to keep facing your fears, like the fears. And they were so fearful. And I'm like, wait a minute. Or they were like, you have to deal for the rest of your life with your childhood stuff. And I'm like, I don't have any of that anymore. What are you talking about? Like, we moved through it. And I'm so appreciative that you brought that up, because you said it doesn't become that, it's not a fear. It's just like, okay, what is this? And how do we need to move through it? Like, I see,
it's learning.
Yeah.
Fear is a learning. And if we look at it, rename it, you know, the word, I wish it could be renamed in the dictionary. You know, it's like,
it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. Yeah.
It's a learning. Yeah. Something we need to learn. Something we got to learn from, that's come up, is showing us something. And we just need to learn, what do we need to do from here? And that's all it is. And when you realize that, when you understand that, it has no hold on you.
No. I actually said to myself, one of the things for 2020, because life, you know, we've all had the ups and downs, and life will still throw you that. We all still have things that come up here and there. But to really, you know, people say, well, I can't, I'm so afraid to get in that relationship, or I'm so afraid to change jobs. I'm just like, why? Like, I made myself a promise this year to keep breaking through and love deeper than ever before and explore more than ever before and listen more than ever before. And that, I think, is a big way to press in to release fear. It's like, who cares if you fall down? Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. Everybody's broken up in a relationship, and yeah, maybe it would suck, but you got over it and you got something better.
Exactly. Definitely. And I think something will always lead to something else. You've just got to, you know, it's that whole thing. I did it for so long in a job. I just stick in that job going, oh my God, it's a different office, but it's the same job. And then, you know, and I'm on the cusp of doing it at the moment. Look, you know, going, where I haven't been in this job for that long. Going, yes, all right. I thought it was right. It's not right. So it's leading me to something else. And then that whole programming of, oh, wait a minute, you have to have a job for life. You have to be in this place because everybody tells you that that's what you're supposed to do. It's a load of B.
It's a big load of B. It is. Because what they don't tell you is as you grow, you change, you become more aware, then what you want to do, where you want to be, it's, you know, that has to change. It's no different than when someone says, you know, you have to be so loyal. So we stay in these things because we're loyal, right? Whether it's our money, whether it's our trainers, whether it's whatever, our friends. And we stay because we feel like, oh, you know, I'm here, I should be here. And what's the fear on the other side, or what's the loyalty? And you're like, well, wait a minute. Some people need to be left behind. Some places need to be kicked to the curb. Like, doesn't matter. They're not serving us anymore, right? So when you remove the fear, you're like, you need to be kicked to the curb. I'm done. Got to take ownership and move forward. Definitely. I love it.
Definitely. And there's one saying that's completely true, that old saying, you are just a number. And to companies, to businesses, you are. You don't fool yourself that you're really, because they give you like, you know, they give you a food voucher, or they give you like a party, or they give you a whatever, you know, they'll go give it to the next person. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so true. I know my father said that when he retired. He said, they gave me a golden watch, and I looked at it and I'm like, and he worked for the government. And I said, did you pay for the watch? He said, yeah, I had to pay for it. And he said, literally after, he had to pay for the watch. And 30 years later, after being in the government for 30 years, he said, God, like, it's been 2 weeks and they totally forgot I was even there. You're right. He was just replaced. There's somebody else. See you later. Like, you're done. You know, that's not living. I love it. Rob, what about you? How do you want to chime in on 2020 and things that things that people could look at in terms of not really why we don't set goals, why they need to go?
This is perfect. Just following your conversation, the thing that kept popping up to you was the fear. And that's huge in people. And like we like to say in our community, the mind is a virus.
Yes.
And that is where the fear is coming from. Like, fear is coming from your mind. Yeah. So normally when I'm dealing with people and we're talking about either like anxiety or depression or things like that. Oh, my dog's trying to get
somebody's
in.
Somebody's coming. Somebody's opened the door. You have a magic dog. I can turn the door open and that's come it. On in for people that can see the video. Yeah.
That one got lost.
The fear, so, the mind. We always say the mind is a virus because it keeps you in monkey chatter. Yeah.
Right. And so when I start working with people, they have anxiety or depression. What I like to tell them is, if you really think about it, depression is when you're focused on the past.
Exactly.
And anxiety is when you're focused on the future.
Yes.
And both of those things are taking you out of the present moment.
Amen.
And the thing is, and then what I say to them, I said, I want you to really think deeply about this and feel it. Feel if this is true. Everything that's ever happened in your life before this exact moment that we're talking doesn't matter. Right? And most people are like, oh my God, you're right. It really does. And not only that, all the stuff that you've had anxiety over and you've been really anxious about and you can't stop thinking about it, how often has it actually come true?
Yeah. 99% of the time it didn't. You know, I like to tell this story. You reminded me, so I'm going to share it, that when I grew up in a family where everybody worried about money, okay, they worried all the time. They didn't really have money problems, they worried, right? So when I got to having my low threshold, that last $1,000, I'm like, I was a worrier all the time too. That was my pattern. Worry. And as I learned to break through the fear pattern and do exactly, you know, what we're talking about here and go, why am I doing this? Like, things kind of, they keep working out. I remember it was about 5 years later. And I sat there and I literally went, Tracy, you're so dumb. Like, man. And I was just beating myself up. I'm like, I wish I had taken, you know, you get older and you wish you'd learned things younger. And I said this to my children. I said, don't worry about it. Because I said, if I could talk to my future self, it all worked out. Everything worked out. There was, you know, not the path I exactly thought way back then, many, many years ago, but it all, you know, it all worked out. And 99.9% of the time, 100%, it all works out. It just looks different than maybe what we have in our little brains.
Well, and here's the, I mean, I told this story on one of your shows a couple shows back, but I love it because, you know, even though I've been doing this work for 6 years, every day, stuff still pops up, right? And one of the biggest things I had was money, my thing around money. Yeah. And, you know, it was sometime last month, and I looked at my account, and I was like, oh, you know, we don't have enough to cover the rent. Yeah. And I have to go sell. And all just a blip, you know, all this fear came up. And right away, I released that.
Yeah.
I said, okay, just release that. And I walked upstairs. Literally walked upstairs after releasing that, and somebody had sent us $1,000. $1,000 came in like that. It covered everything.
Yeah, figures it all. Well, and that's letting that go. And I believe that for this year, if people could really, really, in their truth, step in and say, this is the year that I'm going to make myself a priority for real. And not just say it, but you got to take action to make yourself a priority. So what would each of you say to the listeners or the people watching, if you could say this would be the one action that you would recommend somebody takes for 2020 to really make themselves accountable and stay in their truth?
I would say the first thing you need to do, really focus on letting go of that old programming. That's the first thing I did when the old programming of, just like I said, all this automatic reaction. I'm like Rob said, I'm scared of like the finances. I was so bad, you know.
So what was your tool you would use for that? What's the tool you say, looking back now with all the wisdom, you have just grown in leaps and bounds and all the knowledge, one tool, if you had to give them one tool.
I would say trust, no belief.
Yeah.
Trust, no belief. It seriously, and I use it every day. I use it, you know, when those things come up. And what I've found is the more that I've let go of the old programming, I was thinking about it, tying it in with fear, is that I have so much space now. It's space that I never had before. So when that fear comes up, if there's a bit of fear comes up, it's so much easier to get rid of because it's so alien to me now, you know, when it comes up. So by getting rid of that program, just release, let go, keep working on the release, let go, and then trust, no believe, those in combination. But you do have to do it daily. You can't just turn around, oh, I'll just touch in every now and then. Oh, and it's something big's come up and now I'll do it. It doesn't work like that. You have to keep doing it. Have to keep daily. It becomes when things become
way
habits.
Yeah,
exactly.
New habits. Like when you're unlearning something, you're right. You got to create the new habit. And that I love that you just said, Matt. So listeners, what he's saying is this: make this promise to yourself this year for 2020. You are going to make a new habit. But to make a new habit, you got to commit to over 90 days and then it becomes life. It's got to be part of your life every day.
Definitely. And what you'll do is you'll, when Beth and I went through the financial difficulties, you know, a couple of years ago, that you know, I was busking on the streets for bread, for milk, you know, for that sort of thing. But we never doubted it. We never doubted that things were going to turn around. Had no, you know, and that made it just, it was so easy to go through. Okay, it's just a matter of time. It's coming. So what I say, because it's easy to do, especially after Christmas, if people have spent a lot, you know, whatever, and they wanted, you know, and that's fine. Whatever people want to do, that's absolutely fine. And then a lot of financial problems people tend to have is after Christmas and New Year, because they've spent that. So just know it's coming. Just do the work, do the tools, and just feel it. And you will. The more you let go of the fear, the more that you know, trust, believe, you'll feel it more and more and more. But it is a process, and you have to keep doing it.
It's staying committed. And you've said it, Rob said it, I said, like, people sometimes they just come up to me and they're like, you're always happy all the time. And I said, I have my bad down days. But if you saw me 17 years ago when I started doing this, I didn't just wake up 17 years ago and go, oh, and my life was happy. I think the next five after I woke up, like if people are listening, it was a good 5 years after I woke up where I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm stopping. I'm a failure. I can't seem to get it right. What am I doing wrong? What's happening? And I wasn't, but I wasn't able to also see at that point because there was no one to really help me to say, oh, it's like looking at every day, looking at what did change that year. And I remember about 5 years in, I used to get to Christmas and I'd say, well, that year was worse than last year. How can it get any worse? And then about, I kept going though. And people would say to me, you're so tenacious. You keep going. I said, because I know I can't tell you what it is, but something in my gut says, if I keep going, it'll change. And I think it was like year five or six. So I've been around doing this for like 17 years, but it was year five or six. And I went, oh my God, this was the best year ever. And there were still a lot of challenges. Don't get me wrong, but I was able to see the light. And then when it came to January, I was like, if that year could be really good, like you said, Matt, earlier, then I can build on that. Yeah. And this year could be better. And every year since then got better and better and better. But I'm still saying there were still hiccups. That's exactly, life.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was going to say, as a musician, one of the big things I've always said all my life, Rob will agree with me with this, as a musician, till the day I die, I'll never stop learning. And it's the same with anything, like with this in life. You know, all of us, you Tracy, Rob, all of us, we're never going to be the end, finished product. We're going to, till the end of time, we're going to keep learning, keep growing. There's always going to be something to learn. You never, you know, it's easy. I think it's easy to look at people and go, oh, that person's got it all. That person's got it all. We all have those challenges. They're going to come up totally unexpected sometimes. And then it's just how you've got the tools now to deal with it and to move on through it. And that's the most important
thing. And supportive people to say, hey, like I need a little help today, being vulnerable, because in the world, it can be hard sometimes to be vulnerable because you think people are going to go, oh, what are they going to think? And the reality is someone pops up and says, oh, I have that issue. I'm going through that too. Like, thank God somebody else is, and that vulnerability is needed.
Yeah, definitely. And there is, I know it's a saying of yours, there's strength in vulnerability. And it is such an amazing saying to have. And when you realize it and you open up and you know, the community, the TLC community, it's just incredible in supporting people. You know, everybody is there when you have those moments, everybody's there just to help you through it, to little words, that just help. It's just amazing.
Do you notice like being so, because we do have people in our community from all over the place. And, you know, some people say to me, well, if I can't see them every day or you're not right there every day in that space, what's your point of view on that, Matt? Because
well, we're right across,
you are,
right across the pond. And it's an energy. It's an energy that you feel, and you feel part of it. You know, you guys, we've never met face to face, but you're one of my dearest friends, and the same, obviously Rob and I go a long time back, but I've never met Julie, and you know, it doesn't make any difference, because it's an energy that you feel and that you're always there for each other. It's just
I would love to add into that, because you said it right there. It's an energy. And we're not talking, oh, like an energy, I've got a warm feeling. Man,
no.
It is a real energy. Yeah. Like it is real energy. And that's why for me, I'm in a bit of a plug here, but I would recommend joining one of Tracy's programs, one of your programs. And that's because, I mean, a lot of people in this kind of line of work, you know, they're just talking about, oh, let's just think positive, namaste, you'll be okay.
Let's say,
we know that's not true. Like, to get real growth, you have to face your demons. You have to face that crap that's inside of you. And the best way to do that is in one of your programs, because you actually remove the energy behind it as well as the thought process.
And I piss people off along the way. And I see the people there, I trigger you, right? I know we have to run to a break and I want to pick this up because I know trigger people. And guys, you got to be able to look at your triggers and you got to look at why things are upsetting you, because that means it's ready to come out. So hold the thought, because I want to talk about that. And I will elaborate with what Rob is saying. If you are interested, at tracyelclark.com. The effortless realm is if you're just dipping your toes in once a week. The miraculous realm is if you are interested a little bit more of intensity, which is 5 days a week that you have us and a whole bunch of other goodies. And then we have the Evolutionary Academy. I guess they've all been changed to academies now, and because it's learning and teaching. So you're armed, you're equipped with exactly what you need. And there you get me live every week. So that is for a good hour, hour and a half. So that's awesome. So check us out at tracylclark.com. It is the new year. So it's time for the new you. And we're going to be back right after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You know, when we left before the break, we were just talking about triggers. And as it's 2020, you want to make sure that you're really setting yourself to make yourself a priority this year. That's what the energy is all about in 2020. And it's really about saying that you're ready for a new paradigm, because the whole globe is shifting. All the galaxies are shifting and you see what's going on in the world. Don't get caught too much in the things that are not very positive, but really make yourself, if you can, a promise to yourself that you're going to be kind to yourself. You're going to love yourself like you've never loved yourself before. And to do that, we were talking a little bit, Rob, there about triggers. And one of the things that I had written down, looked at in the break here, is it's really easy for humans to make excuses as to why, you know, I have a trigger, and then they find an excuse. Or we can all find, and we've all done this, if we have a trigger that's come up, something we don't want to move through, you can always find someone that'll validate your trigger, your victimization, whatever it is. I would say to 2020, when you're talking about triggers, everyone should make themselves a promise that I'm not going to find those people that are just going to validate my stinky thinky, but find the people that are going to push you to the new level. What do you say about that, Rob?
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree. Yeah. You know, they say, if you really want to know who you are, you know, look at the five people that you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you have all these people around you and they're all, oh yeah, life sucks, but nothing ever happens to me. You know, I'm sick. Oh, I'm sick too. And you know, that just reconfirming everything for you that your life sucks. Right. But when you have people around you going, hey man, you know what? Life is amazing. You're just not looking at that in the right way. That actually, that's not happening to you. That's happening for you. Yeah. And people always want to, especially the, like, it's our egos, right? We always want to find something outside of ourselves that is the reason something is going wrong. But when you really start looking deep and digging deep, you start realizing that, hey man, it's not out there, it's in here. And once you face that, that's when that, well, the peace comes.
Well, it does. And somebody asked me the other day, what's the difference between, you hear me talk a lot, if you listen to me or you're in the programs, I say a lot of things about, well, I heard from God or I felt that from God. So I do it. I act on it. Right. And because I do feel, see, and hear, you know, it's it, but it took me conditioning. A lot of people say, well, I got that message or I felt that was coming from spirit or God, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, no, that's actually coming from your ego. That's coming from your place of justification. And it's really being able to step out of your head and your mind, the virus, and go into the heart when you hear it. Because the messages, when they come from spirit that way, they're very out of the blue, right? They don't just, yeah. It's not something you've watched or heard and then, oh, here it goes. It comes out of the blue and you feel it. And also being able to be in truth with yourself and say, this has been, this pattern's been here for a long time. So this year I am going to take a different action step and realize that I do need to make a change. I do need to step out of that. And that might be leaving somebody at the curb. It might be like that. It might have to happen that way.
Oh, well, you know, one of my biggest triggers for the longest time, and this was kind of even before it was before I got into this work,
yeah,
was my mother. You know, like the phone would ring and I would, inside I'd be like, oh, you know, getting all stressed out and everything inside before I even talk. And I had to make the decision, you know, you are not good for my life and I have to cut you out of it. I love you, but that's enough. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately I didn't talk to her again until she was on her deathbed. But
that's an action step too. If anyone's listening, that's an action step. That's a saying that this person is toxic, but I still love you. But I need to change the dynamics. That is an action step right there if people miss that.
And the big thing is people, you know, I was talking to somebody not too long ago and they were talking about that. But if I do that, you know, I'm not going to have any friends. I said, hey man, welcome to the club. You know, I lost all of them, but yeah, every single one of my friends. Yeah. Yeah. Because they don't understand. They want to stick in that old mindset, or they want to stay miserable and you want to grow. And the thing is, you know, yeah, I lost all my friends, but the people that have been coming into my life since I started doing the work are magical. And they are true friends because they're not there in that relationship to get something, or they're not in the relationship, you know, to have someone to bitch with. You know, they're around you because they're awesome people and they think and feel the way you do.
It's an energy. It's the energy exchange. I have a question for each of you, a little bit out of the box, maybe, that just kind of here. What's a promise you guys want to make to yourselves this year? What's something if you say this year? And I don't mean, you know, and you say, what is that promise that you want to press in more this year for yourselves?
All right, you threw me under the bus. Matt, you go first.
I knew I could rely on you.
You look at your life and you say, I'm pressing in more. Like I said, for me, it's pressing in more this year of, you know, I love people. I love seeing change, but just loving at that whole other level, because I can't say that it's not fear, but it's, I want to press into more of what that hand of God has in that beautiful space for not only myself, but other people, and to be able to press more into that. So that's kind of my 2020, you know. But do you have something you guys want to share that other people could maybe take?
I think for me, it's connecting more with people, getting that out of, I used to be such a telly addict. I used to be terrible. I used to be ridiculous. but now, I take it or leave it. You know, we'll cozy up. And with the children, you know, we made the, you know, Christmas, what we did at Christmas was that, you know, like presents, it's just, why? You know, there's things that they just turn to, and we've given them vouchers to do, basically go, like, to go to the zoo, to go, and they could just bring them out at any time. So a voucher to go here, to do this, to go to the beach.
Experiences! I love it!
Connect to nature, to as people, so we can all connect to each other, and then be more aware of surroundings, be more aware of those in need around you. By doing that and getting rid of it. So really, I think mine is getting less and less away from the things and more connected to the people and everything around you, the nature experiences.
I have chills. I love it, because I always say experiences, you take to the day you go, and then your kids take those. Like, they always have the memories. They forget the socks and the underwear and that new, I don't know, what toy came out. I don't know what toys are out now anymore. My kids are old.
They still haven't played with the things from last year. So.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I did, I'm saying a similar to on this experience a couple of weeks ago on one of the shows, and I did that with my daughter. We were up for the day, and I just, you know, I had some money that was set aside here, and she was taking me out, and I just said, screw it, we're going to make this a whole experiential day. And we did, and she's still like beaming weeks later, like, oh my God, Mom, I can't believe we did this. This is amazing. And so it was just fun. It was just whatever. Let's do what we're going to do and just make this a memorable day and experience. Yeah. So I love everybody take that, more experiences. I'm going to take a little bit more of that. I love experiences, but we're going to press in more. All right, Rob, we put you under the bus. That's one thing for 2020 that you're going to add 20 things to do, but I'm just thinking something that the listeners can go, oh, I'm going to do that. So we have experiences, pressing more into the love of who you are, the self of others. How about you?
You know what? For me, I love my life. I love the way it's headed, and I have a lot of trust in where it's going. But that's the one thing that I'm really going to really press into even more is the trust. Because, I mean, no matter how much in my mind, we've been doing this work for so long, and in my mind, I trust.
You're a baby, even 6 years. You're still a baby. You've got another 40 to go.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am then.
Like, we've all had a million lifetimes, so I shouldn't say we're babies, right? we're just waking up. Yeah, we're all like ancient.
Yeah. Like, in my mind, I always trust. You know, I do the work and I trust. But then there was always blips, and you know, I'd these panics, and but then I'd have to go back into that trust. And it was actually after your last evolutionary course where the trust in me really got deep. Like, it really started to come home. You know, and once you really start having that trust, that's when the believe really comes in, right? And from the believe, then you're getting the knowing.
Yeah, it is. So it's
that trust, no believe, but you've got to learn to trust.
You do, because we're not taught to trust. We're taught to be, like Matt was saying, you know, we're taught to be afraid of life. We're taught to be afraid of things. We're taught to be afraid of our own, you know, being. We're not taught in school to celebrate your unique gifts, and that we are all perfect the way we show up. Like, I know for me, I always thought I was just really stupid because I didn't do very well in school. Like, I was so bored. I was that, oh, if I got a C, yeah, you know, like, oh, man, I'm so happy. Because I was just like, I just didn't like it. And I always thought that meant I was stupid. And I thought that meant I couldn't fit in society, and only to realize it was the opposite. And I had to trust in that knowing that, wait a minute, I function different, and that I am perfect. And you're right. And the more you can press into that, the more you start to realize that there's a big plan out here for each and every one of us. And it's different, but I truly believe that every human on the planet was here, not just to go work at a factory, pay taxes and die. I really believe every human was here to help another human being in some level.
Yeah, can I just come in on that? Because yes. I've recently just not long finished working in education for, you know, and it's still something I'm still looking at. But you know, education is so about that, putting you into this box. And I saw so, working in a primary school, seeing so many children that, yeah, academically, they struggled. They struggled. I saw one girl I can think of, the most amazing girl, who I know will be fine in life because she just tried. She just had that effort, that wanting to learn, that desire to learn, that effort. But then academically, she's never going to go anywhere. But she will. It might not be where they expect people to go, and where it's just about being open to finding your way. But as long as your spirit and your desire to learn and to try, and it will show its way. It will show its way.
You said something brilliant right there, and I want people to really listen. You said, it's not where they expect her to go. And yeah. I have chills because that's the pressure I know I felt, is that everybody had an expectation of where I should go. And you just said that it's still happening. Oh, she doesn't pass, so she's not a good memorizer. Who cares? Like, you really got to memorize? Like, who really cares? Going out in the world. And I think this is the brilliant point that you said there. It doesn't matter what somebody else expects of you. It matters, what do you want this year? And that's where I say step up into 2020. Mm. It's like, it's up to you, not them, not that teacher when you were three, not that, you know, parent or that friend that came and went, you know. I love what you said there.
And then it comes back then as well. One thing the pinnacle that Rob taught me when I first reconnected with Rob was that to love yourself more than anybody else. Because if we can instill that into every person, to every child, that's the most important thing in their life, is to love them. Because if you have all these people around you saying, oh, yeah, you're hopeless at that, you're not really good at that, you know, it's natural that, you know, that sort of self-love is going to diminish. But if you instill that into every child, into every human being, that self-love, and you hold that as your anchor, then nothing's going to shake it. And then you, that's how then everything grows from it, because that is your solid anchor.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to ask you guys this, because you're both musicians, you both were in military, and which I think is so great because you both come through some crazy, anybody military, listen, I had somebody the other day talk to me about their husband being military. I said, oh, you need to reach out to one of our facilitators. He knows that story well. And so it's interesting because you went that hard road in military, saw a lot, you know, a lot. You guys both have a lot of tragedy stories there, and you got over them, you let them go. But you're both musicians. And what I think is so brilliant about that, and talking about dreams and even school, you know, you guys made sure that stayed part of who you were. You were true to keeping that music in your life. But for a lot of kids and stuff, when they go to school, or young people, like, music is the band class you take once a week and then forget about it. Like, it's not championed. It's not like, oh yeah, great, you know, you want to be music. How did you guys stay true to that? Because music is so connecting to the soul, and it's so connecting to God consciousness, and it's so, you know, it's inspiring. And what was it for you guys that said, you know, because it's not in the system, they don't really, and you're not told that you're going to, if you're in music, you're like, well, you're not going to get a job. Like, what are you doing? That's a hobby. Mm-hmm. So,
well, being a musician, I mean, there's two things I want to add to that. Being a musician, that's about being in the moment.
100%.
When you're playing an instrument, you're in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, when I was going through my panic attacks, when I had my PTSD and all that, I was practicing. I picked up the horn again after 25 years, the trumpet, after 25 years of not playing. And it was that time when I was playing that all the other crap went away, man. I wasn't thinking about anything else. I was in the moment with that instrument. And when I went back to school for it, I went back to college for it. And the one thing I noticed was, even in the school system, people are there for their love of music. By the end, it kind of almost died in a lot of them, because they were focusing on the degree and so much other stuff that had absolutely nothing to do with music. So when I hit by the time I hit my third year, I sat back down and I was like, what is right for me? What do I really need that piece of paper for? I'm not going to be a teacher. I want to be a musician. That's the only thing I want to do. So you know what? I'm dropping every course that has nothing to do with music. They can tell me, you know, you have to take astronomy and all this crap to be to be well-rounded. But I had already been at war and all the other things in my life. I think I'm well-rounded enough.
You got well-rounded. Yeah. You got a life one. Absolutely. Yeah.
So when I took that step and I went, I'm dropping the rest of it and I'm just focusing on my music, my abilities went through the roof. And meanwhile, I saw a lot of these young kids, they're in their, you know, early 20s.
Yeah.
Where they were just growing stagnant and their love of music kind of died off because of, you know, the pressure of all the other exams and this and that and the other thing. You know, and then, you know, how many people out there that have degrees and they're working in Starbucks or something like that, you know?
And they drop their gift of that love, like you said, like they're painting or they're dancing or they're playing their instruments, which is all so connected. And I think if anyone's listening and you maybe, you know, dropped something that filled your soul, make yourself a commitment this year that your action step is to go back to do something that fills your soul that way.
Well, there's an expression in Aikido, and they call it like Takamusu Aiki. And Aiki is energy of love. It's love energy. And what that expression actually means is the spontaneous creation. And that's what art is about. That's what music is about. That's what all that's about. And that's about connecting to God or the universe. Yeah. And when you connect, that you're connecting with your soul through music, through art, through anything creative. It can be cooking, like absolutely anything that you find creative. And the thing is, when we're in the school system, they drum that out of us because they want us to A plus B equals C.
Definitely. And I just wanted to add to that, that is exactly what I said, that music, to me, it's an emotion. It's an emotional connection. You know, when I go out gigging, when you go out, Rob, gigging, that it's that connection that you get. Sometimes you can't, sometimes to some people, I find it difficult sometimes communicating to some people. But when you do it through music, and you have those people come up and say, you know, just shake you by the hand and say what it means to them, that it's given, that you, when you look at what it's done for that person that day, that connection to that person. I remember one of the reasons why I left the Royal Marines Band Service, Rob, I was doing Royal Tournament. Royal Tournament was the thing in Earls Court. It's a big thing. It was a big military thing. And people used to look like, because we had war uniforms, people used to look at us like we were like aliens sometimes. and then I went back to Plymouth and I went and did a soul band gig. And I had somebody come up to me in a little pub, £100, shake me in the hand, said, "That was amazing. That meant so much to me." And that's what it's about. It's that emotional connection. And one thing I just wanted to say as well, I looked into music therapy, and there's one story about an autistic child that the parents couldn't get eye contact with the child. So they brought in a music therapist, and within a month, I think, of working with the music therapist, was there not only eye contact, there was conversation, there was everything. That's what it can do. That's the connection, the emotional. It can break through those things, the normal academic stuff. The emotional connection.
And that's why energetically, and I've seen it for years, and people don't like it when I say it, but that's why unfortunately, the arts are not expanded more, even though people say, well, there's art schools and stuff, but it's very also selective. If you're not the cream of the crop, you can't get in. Where when you have a lot more of the arts moving, and I know for me, I love, one of my favorite things for a long time to do, and where we live right now, it doesn't have that much ability, but would be, there was a great pub down the way, and it was a blues every weekend. There were blues bands in there, and you just sit there, and now I don't drink, but I don't care. I sit there and drink my water, and you'd have a great time. People be laughing or joking, but you just felt so happy. And sometimes there's different music they would bring in. So it's really beautiful. And, you know, I know we're getting to the top of the hour already. I can't believe this. I'm like, yay, 2020. What would each of you, because I want to give you a little bit of time here as before we're running out, is what would each of you want to say? It's your forum. It's 2020. If somebody was in front of you right now and they asked you for something that you would like to say to them for 2020, what do you have to offer?
Rob, you could go first this time.
Get under the bus.
Your wisdom, your wisdom for 2020. Just, it, you know, it's a beautiful year. And I think people are afraid. They think a lot of crazy, crazy things are happening. So
yeah. The thing is, all the crazy stuff that's happening, it's happening to create something new.
And better.
So, you know, exactly. And it's no different than us. Like, what's going on the planet is a reflection of what's going on in us as people. You know, and for us to create something new, to create a new life, we have to create space in our bodies so that there's space there to fill it with something new. You know, and that's one of the things that your programs do so well. It creates space so you can start bringing that into your life. You can really start living the life that you want to live and not the life that people say you're supposed to live.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Matt?
Yeah, I just want to expand on that space, because that space is like I said, do that work, do the trust, no, believe, but also take time, make a promise to yourself to take time to connect to nature as well. Mm-hmm. I think because it's so and obviously if you live in a city, just find that park, find that place, but make that connection to nature. Because the energy around that as well will make a huge difference. I'm very fortunate that we live on a coastline and we try and do it every day. But somewhere, just find that park, find somewhere and that space, and use that space to do your work, to do your trust, no, believe, to do that releasing, because that extra energy will be the thing as well. I think that'll just.
I love it, you know, and I love nature is amazing. I was so happy to have you guys here today. I can't believe our hour's up. And you were so right. The more you can connect, go sit by the water, go for a walk in the woods, you know, get out of the city. You're going to clear your brain so quickly. It's absolutely amazing. So everybody, I hope you'll check us out at TracyLClark.com. See the TLC community. Those are my initials. So it's not like we just made that up. I got some good initials, thank goodness. Not the Learning Channel, but maybe we could be. I don't know the Learning Channel. But it's about you becoming really in honor of who you are. And I hope that you'll really press in and see the truth and really hear what everyone had to say today, because this year is what you make of it based on your choices. And when you have the support, that's where anything is possible and the limitations can come off. So again, check us out at TracyLClark.com. Thank you to the both of you for joining me today. We are going to have you both back again in this 2020 year as things are moving and shifting, and sharing a little bit more of your military background with people so they can understand that there is a better way. So happy new year, everybody. And we will all see you next week right here for our call-in show at the Tracy L. Clark on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.